getting the math right on $4.7 trillion. I'm David Brancaccio in New York. What is shaping up to be rancorous high-level trade talks in Washington between the U.S. and China are set for today. China is sending in a senior official with close access to China's president. After China was seen to be pulling away from some tentative deal points, President Trump this week threatened higher tariffs still, affecting clothing, bicycle helmets, smartwatches, seafood, vinyl flooring. The list goes on. And the car service Uber is watching those trade talks carefully. This is Uber that will trade its stock publicly for the first time tomorrow. Marketplace's Scott Tong explains the China connection.
Uber isn't just about ride shares. It owns Jump, which rents bright red electric bikes and scooters, which come from China and are subject to 25% import tariffs. Even without that, the underlying scooter share business is a money loser, says analyst Mike Ramsey at Gartner.
So any additional tariffs, either in the amount on them or on different parts, you know, it just exacerbates an already challenging economic model.
Uber also tests driverless cars with parts exposed to tariffs. And this week's trade talks could bring even more duties, so the timing of Friday's IPO is not great, says Wedbush analyst Daniel Ives.
I think the potential trade war has just added to some of the white knuckles for investors. But ultimately, I think it's pretty contained.
He's more bullish on Uber and says the heart of its business is delivering passengers and meals. One other question mark for this IPO? The stock in rival Lyft has fallen since it went public in March. I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.
President Trump's 2020 budget proposal will get an updated price tag today. The Congressional Budget Office is set to release its score of the administration's fiscal priorities. First billed is a $4.7 trillion spending plan, which also promised to reduce the national debt over a decade. Marketplace's Kimberly Adams reports.
To put a price tag on something as big as the entire federal budget, you have to make some assumptions. In the administration's case,
they're assuming 3% annual GDP growth, which is far rosier than outside forecasters, whether that be the CBO or the Fed.
Laura Blessing is a senior fellow at Georgetown's Government Affairs Institute. First quarter GDP was up more than 3%.
But most analysts expect that to be a blip and not a pattern.
Mark Goldwine is with the Committee for a Responsible Federal Budget.
The problem is that by relying on generous economic estimates, the president is able to overpromise.
On things like big increases for defense spending, limited cuts to social programs, and debt reduction.
The president estimated his budget would reduce debt down to about 70% of GDP.
Of course, the proposal is just a proposal. Congress has the real power when it comes to the budget. In Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams for Marketplace.
Let's check the numbers. The FTSE in London is down 0.3%. Dow and S&P futures are down 0.7% now. The S&P 500 is down 2.2% since the new trade tensions hit over the weekend. Some child privacy advocates have filed a formal complaint with the Federal Trade Commission asking regulators to take a closer look at the child version of Amazon's Echo Dot smart speaker. The concern is Amazon keeps recordings and transcripts of what kids say into the Dot, even when the parents try to delete it. Amazon says its unit complies with the federal child privacy law. It's not clear if the FTC will act on this. France's president says Notre Dame Cathedral, gutted by fire last month, will be rebuilt in 5 years. France will rely on master craftsmen called companions, whose extraordinary system of apprenticeships in carpentry or roof tiling, for example, stretch back to those who built Europe's cathedrals in the Middle Ages. John Lawrenson reports from Champs-sur-Marne, east of Paris.
In a spacious, ultra-modern workshop, six rabbits, as the apprentices are called until they become companions, are learning old metal roofing skills, copper, zinc, and, still allowed for the restoration of old buildings like Notre Dame, lead. Enzo Degouet is 18.
My father and grandfather were companions. They were both stone carvers.
Degouet has been training here in this Paris suburb for 2 years. He and the others also live on the premises. Soon he'll travel around the country for 4 or 5 years, working on churches and chateaus and living with other roofers and stonemasons in a network of houses belonging to the fraternity. At the end of this long apprenticeship, they each make a chef d'oeuvre or masterwork. A typical starting salary is $2,000 a month. And yes, Degouet is eager to work on Notre Dame.
It would be gratifying to work on such a huge monument and one that goes back as far as the history of the Compagnons themselves.
Nous sommes quatre compagnons.
This centuries-old song celebrates the apprenticeship tour. The training system almost disappeared in the 20th century, but now some 4,000 new apprentices sign on each year to learn the old crafts from older Compagnons. Degouet's teacher is Stéphane Cout, otherwise known as Gévaudan, key to the courtyards, by the medieval name every Compagnon receives at the end of an apprenticeship. He believes the Notre Dame fire could be a decisive moment for this fraternity.
I hope it will encourage more young people to join us. We need more apprentices. We're short of 200 roofers in the Paris region, for example.
Cout says they're standing by. They are, he says, ready to train all the extra workers France will need to rebuild Notre Dame. In Champs-sur-Marne, this is John Lawrenson for Marketplace.
In Washington, after a weird East Coast earthquake in 2011, they had to work to find stonemasons who still had the skills to fix extensive damage on the National Cathedral. Many of the often Italian-American craftspeople who'd done the original work into the 1980s were by then gone. I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.